All right, good afternoon. My name is Ryan Krepp, and today I'll be conducting an interview with Jan Smith about her experiences at the All Booked Up bookstore in the Villages, Florida.
Hello, Ryan. My name is Jan Smith. I'm 68 years old. I've lived in the Villages about 12 years, and we moved here from Virginia when a hurricane destroyed our summer home, and we decided to move here because it was warm.
All right, so Mrs. Smith, what connection do you have with the All Booked Up bookstore?
I'm a patron there, and I have been, as I said, for 12 years since I moved here.
Can you describe your first experience at this bookstore?
Well, a neighbor told me about it when we first moved here because there weren't any bookstores around at the time, and I went in, and the way they work is that they sell used books, but you take your books in and they give you, if it is, say, a book is $8, they give you credit for $4, and then when you check out a book, they give you a percentage of that, so you can buy a lot of books for a very little bit of money. And she carries a big selection of books, so she has, you know, every type of you know, history books and novels and love books and anything you'd want.
All right, and how often do you visit the store?
I go at least 3 times a month, and I'll buy 10 or 12 books at a time.
All right, and what makes you keep coming back?
Well, she is so friendly, and she's a sole proprietor, and I like to give business to sole proprietors, and she also, as you check a book out, she has a record of it. So if you've checked a book out before, she'll tell you and say, oh, you've already read this book. So that's, I like that. And, you know, she knows your name when you come in, and it's just a friendly atmosphere. She even has a real cute little cat that's her book cat, and he's there all the time. And it's just a very friendly situation.
All right. And what different genres and novels do you enjoy reading?
Well, I love history books. I read a lot of history and biographies and nonfiction. I like that too. I read a lot of that.
All right. And out of all the books you've read throughout your entire life, which book has been the most influential to you as a person?
Well, this goes way back from when I was a really young girl, and my favorite novel was Gone with the Wind. I read it 4 times throughout my life. And I think what hit home the most, it was, of course, a book about during the Civil War and how the South fell and the struggles that people had to go through. And with her, the main character was Scarlett O'Hara, and everyone around her was falling apart because they couldn't go on with life the way it had, you know, had been, and they didn't know how to go on with life as it's going to be. And she was a very strong person, and she learned through adversities to stand up and take care of everybody and just do whatever it took to go on into a new life. And it's helped me because in my life, we all have adversities in our lives, and it's made me a stronger person because I know you can't count on anyone but yourself. So you have to, you know, face whatever the problem is and do the best you can. And I think that I learned that from reading that book.
Right. And what are the names of some books you have purchased at the bookstore that have contributed to your education and knowledge about certain events throughout history?
Well, I just finished reading a book called Custer, the Little Bighorn, and it was about, of course, Custer and the fight that happened with the Indians at Little Bighorn, and how his whole unit was wiped out, and how he was a stubborn person and wouldn't listen to orders, and he wasn't even supposed to be there. And you learned a lot about the Indians, and you learned a lot about the soldiers at that time and the settlers, and it was, that part was very interesting. And I just finished reading another book by Dana Perina, and she was the press secretary for President Bush, and that was very interesting to learn about her life and how she grew up and her time as the press secretary during President George Bush's experience. And you learned a lot about the country, you know, the world and our country, and through her book. And that, you know, it was a funny book. She had some, you know, humor in it, so I enjoyed that. And I enjoyed, Nora Roberts, and I read a lot of her, and Daniel Steele, I read a lot of her. I just try to read different things. I don't always try to stick to one thing.
All right, and what has been your most memorable experience at All Booked Up?
I think it was a few, probably last year. I had purchased, I was purchasing these books that there was a three in a series, and I didn't want to start one without having all three of them because I didn't want to, you know, get into them and get finished in of the second one and not have the third one. And she knew of a lady that had the third one and she had bought it from her, and she said, I think she's pretty close to being finished. So she called her to see, and the woman was finished, and she was going to be bringing it up in the next day or two. So she called me when the book came in so that I could have it, so I could start reading the first book, because I don't like to start one when I don't have all of the series. So I thought that was, she went out of her way to do that. She didn't have to. She could have just, said, well, you could check back, and she didn't. She went out that extra mile.
And how have your experiences at the store affected your opinion of smaller bookstores as opposed to a larger known chain such as Barnes & Noble's or Borders?
Well, I feel, although we do have a Barnes & Noble's here, and it's very nice, when you go in, they don't know you, and they don't know what you've read or what you haven't read, and, they'll order a book if you want it or whatever, but it's a business, and this is, although she has a business, it's a small business, and it's her own business, so I think small bookstores are needed because, the community needs to have people that are from their community that are interested in keeping businesses going, and, chains are nice, but they're chains.
And do you feel like these are more personal, or the smaller stores are more personable and are more welcoming than larger chains?
Oh, heavens yes. When you come in, she's always, oh, hi, Mrs. Smith, how are you? And she kind of knows if there's a book that I'm looking for, she knows exactly where it is. She pretty much can pinpoint because she's in there every day working with her books, I guess. So I do feel like a small bookstore has a lot more personality than a big chain store. I mean, they may have lots more books, and they may have all the coffee and all the couches you can sit around, and that, it's kind of a false sense of being a cozy place, but there's nothing like a small bookstore to go in and see a friend.
All right, and my final question for you today is, why do you think bookstores like these are important to society in general?
Well, I think books in general, for any kind of bookstore, is important because we need to be able to read about the past and read some for some fun, but small bookstores, and especially because we don't want to lose any kind of small proprietor in our country. We want to continue to let small businesses be owners and prosper and not be such big giants.
All right. Well, thank you for taking your time out of your schedule to discuss your experiences at All Booked Up with me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Anytime.